for all you are.
Casting crowns for all you
what
are.
A great song. It
really, really a great song. Good morning, Risenstein. That's Leanna. My name is David. Ray Haynes is here, our general manager, and he is teaching on the Day of Atonement. I want to say congratulations first to Shirley Kim of Suwannee for winning the Smilefication swag bag from Quality Orthodontic Care this morning, including an iPad and a Sonicare toothbrush and gift card. Ulta. Yeah. All right. You set us up, and you made us wait 10 minutes.
It's worth the wait. You know, the Day of Atonement, it's an amazing and awesome day, but it's also it's a very serious day. It's the holiest or most somber day of the year. It begins tonight. It's a 25-hour day, and it's a day of fasting. It's a day of an intense time with God, and so I want to prepare you in the sense of that. We've looked for the last 10 days. We've talked about what we saw that's coming in the future on Rosh Hashanah 10 days ago, and now I'm going to break some things down a little more to help you understand what we do here at the radio station every day, every hour of every day. Just like that song, you know, we're always talking about eternity. We're always talking about the awesomeness of Jesus, but we also have to play that other side and occasionally just lay that out as big as we can so you don't take for granted the opportunity that you have.
That's
you
right.
know, there's nothing worse. I didn't do it this morning, but I thought of it. Is locking your door, walking out, and realizing your keys are in the house. You know, I've done that more than enough times, and because then you can't get back in the door. And I that's the Day of Atonement right there. There are so many people that have taken the door for granted that when the door cannot be opened, and you're standing there going. So the Day of Atonement is to take a look at that. And there's a lot of wonderful, awesome things coming in 5778, the year that we've just begun. But there are some hard things. And I think you've probably already observed it. The two or three things that were really profound. One of the probably biggest, the only thing you seem to hear in the news lately is this anthem protest. When's the last time you spent more than, you know, 5 minutes thinking about the NFL? And it's been in the news all day, every day for these 10 days, right? Because they're defiling the flag, the anthem, and it's offensive. It's making, obviously, it's making us very, very angry. Their concept is to draw attention to social and racial injustices. That's a good place to begin. What's significant about a wall, if you imagine you and another person and a big wall right between you, the problem you're going to have is communication. And so has anybody heard any message, true message, about social or racial injustice from this? Absolutely not. You could guarantee 100% the message has not been conveyed because of the wall. What they chose, how they chose, and what they're doing. And obviously both sides of the wall are going to get harder and harder and harder. It's not going to work itself out real easily or quickly because of the year that we're in, because it's a wall, all right? So for me, as a veteran, as one with a family with three police officers in it, obviously they've got zero chance of getting their message to me and people like me. They've, you know, I stood with my hand up and pledged to protect the Constitution, defend our nation, so, and all the other veterans out there. So, and all our police officers and first responders, you know, if I could just, if, you know, if there was a way we could give you a standing ovation every day, we would do that here. It's just so, so thankful for those who put their lives on the line and do what you do. In fact, if you don't get in this habit, you should, is if you see a cop or a fireman, just go up and say, thank you.
Yep.
You
know,
you don't have to have a long conversation. I just held the door. He was holding the door. I said, I don't think so. He held the door. I said, there's barbecue in there. And I just said, thank you. And that's all it takes is to remember that they are doing more than you could ever imagine. But so right now, the entire NFL is offending and alienating instead of inspiring. Their message is not resonating. And if you really want to be convinced, in case you're there on the fence, go Google fans burning NFL gear. Now, guess for this. I didn't prime them at all on this. If you Googled that, how many results do you think you'd find?
Hundreds.
All right, 2,500,000 results for fans burning NFL gear.
Wow.
That's yesterday. I don't know what it is today.
Wow.
just to show you that's how, but yet the other side can't see that. And even last night, there was a game and they were still pushing the button. It was just like, wow, you guys are stuck. Okay, so
and to be, you know, when that kind of stuff happens, you lose influence mm-hmm. with people.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So the NFL has lost influence with me. The only reason I've been paying attention at all to anything NFL is Deshaun.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't know anything going on in the NFL.
And wouldn't care.
Because they lost influence with me.
And the sad thing is, you can go through your life without the NFL, and it won't break your heart. You'll find many things to fill your time with, and hopefully God to fill your time with.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad tragedy is, if we can use Deshaun as an example of that, it is the prime way for a young person who has athletic ability to work and inspire to have an end goal. Mm-hmm. You know, so God, you know, opened mm-hmm. up doors and built these things, and so for a generation to say, we're going to do things our way. We don't care about you, which is what they're saying. And there's just so many levels of mm-hmm. it. But, you know, it's been talked about ad nauseum. But the amazing thing to think about, in case you've never priced it, you know what an NFL jersey costs for a sports fan to buy that thing?
Oh, it's almost $200.
Well, you can go from 100 all the way up to 400,
mm-hmm.
and they're burning it. What does that say when you take your hard-earned money? See, you players, you get them for free. We buy them. Mm-hmm. So if they're burning them, good gosh. So I just want to use that just to kind of open you up to see where we're going here and what this wall is all about. The number 85778 is about a wall. That's what that is. And so what's the impact of this wall? You know, the NFL and all that stuff, I don't know how long it'll last. It won't go all year. But what that is, that wall, that inability to communicate, that is going to stay with us. That's where we're going. And so the whole reason we're going to talk about Yom Kippur today, what that Day of Atonement is what if you don't ever look back from the wall, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You have to know you need to change. Something in your life is wrong. You're deaf because of some reason. Mm. God is trying to tear down your wall. He's mm-hmm. built a door mm-hmm. in it. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. What is the Day of Atonement? What is that all about? It's not just a Jewish thing. This goes back to the mm-hmm. very early days of creation, and we need to look at it and understand it.
Excellent. Excellent. Ray Haynes in today. He's our general manager teaching on Yom Kippur. It's a perfect time for